Welcome to More Than Meets the Mom, where two moms of three find strength in the chaos and redefine motherhood as the start of something greater. We're here to empower each other and you to prioritize wellness, embrace the messy moments, and discover the power that comes from taking care of ourselves while raising our families. Because motherhood isn't the end of who we are, it's the beginning of something extraordinary. Join us as we dive into real conversations about self-care, mindset, and the journey to becoming our strongest, most confident selves inside and out.
I love you!
I love you, Mom.
I love you, Mom.
I love you, Mom.
I love you, Mom.
I love you, Mommy.
This episode of More Than Meets the Mom is one that I am so incredibly passionate about. This is around building confidence as moms and being able to step into motherhood with confidence, as well as other areas of our life as well. I think it's so easy to become a mom and all of a sudden have your whole world be about your kids. And when that happens, which can be such a beautiful thing of stepping into motherhood, but I think it's also really important that we don't lose ourselves in that process. And in order to really hold space for who we are as a person and what we're capable of, I think looking at confidence is such a vital space to step into. And I oftentimes hear from women that share that they don't feel confident. They don't feel that they can be successful at things, and they don't want to pursue passions and interests that they have because of this fear of failure or self-doubt or the inner critic that comes out and saying that they're not capable. And what I love to be able to do is help a woman tap in to that power they already have within them and to be able to understand confidence from a different perspective that can help us feel equipped and capable to step in and be like, yeah, I can build my confidence. I can do this. And I think something that's really important to look at when it comes to confidence within our own lives, because you might be listening and be like, oh, I'm not confident in area of my life, which I would say, I doubt that. I believe that we all have confident areas within our life. And we also feel not confident, inadequate in other areas. I was actually reading a statistic recently that said 85% of people will admit to not feeling confident in some area of their life. And this can ebb and flow in different seasons of our life, but I think it's really important to create a mindset that reinforces, I can build confidence. I can be a confident person in X, Y, or Z in my life, and recognizing that people are not just born with confidence. It's something that we build and grow over time. Confidence is an action. It's not just a feeling of, I feel confident so I can show up. It's an action. And how do we build confidence is by giving ourselves the opportunity to try, to not being afraid to get in the ring and grow in the skill sets that we want to have for our lives. And I think about as a new mom, we walk into motherhood and we have not had the opportunity to try necessarily, at least with our own kids, of how to raise them. And so when you're at the hospital, the nurses give you that baby. They're like, here you go. Good luck, Mom. And I see you smiling as you're remembering what that's like. And you have to go home and do it. You can't be like, never mind. Not taking them home. I don't know what to do yet. I'll come back in a month once I like feel better and more equipped. No, you go home. And then what do? You give yourself the opportunity to try. You figure it out. And what happens is that you become capable of being a mom. And with that belief, with that evidence being reinforced of, oh, I can do this. I can learn their eating windows and their sleep windows and how to care for their needs and how to meet them where they're at. All of a sudden, you feel more confident as a mom. Now, that doesn't mean that you do everything right, but you're confident in your ability of, I can keep my kid alive. I can keep them safe. I can take care of them. Becca, I see you nodding. What's coming to your mind?
Well, I'm just thinking that you're such a gift to share this because I remember, you know, just over 4 years ago when we connected through a fitness community and I remember the day that you said to me that you saw me as confident, and I did not believe that. I had never, as an adult, felt confident. And the fact that you saw something in me that I didn't see in myself, but then also taught me over time the framework that you just shared of the ability to build confidence through action. And that's not ever something that I recognized, that I saw, that I felt. I just thought, I'm not confident. Like you said, I'm just not a confident person. I don't feel confident. I don't feel good about myself in X, Y, and Z areas of my life. But you helped pave the way and show me and tons of other women that through action, through giving ourselves the opportunity to try and maybe fail and get back on, that we are building confidence in the process. And that is just such a gift just in itself, because I think I would have gone on the rest of my life just assuming that I'm not confident, that I don't want to take up space, that I can't do things, that I can't do hard things, that I'm not going to put myself in the situation to even try.
Yeah. And I'm thinking 4 years ago, Becca, could you have ever imagined that you would be doing a podcast and sharing and taking up space and having other people listen into your stories, your experiences, your life lessons?
Not a chance. I didn't feel like I had any value to add or any desire to, like you said, be bigger, take up space. I mean, even doing a live on Instagram, I'm like, oh my gosh, I can't do this. I'm not going to do a good job. Failure, you know, but then quickly being put in the position, like, being given your baby, you just got to do it and take action one foot in front of the other and you will figure it out. And if you flop on your face, well, that's a very human thing to do and it is okay.
Yeah. And I think too of giving that perspective of looking at our own kids as another element of reinforcing, oh yeah, I can build confidence. We were talking about before of how our kids learning to ride bikes. And the first time that they get on the bike, oftentimes they're not successful that first time unless your kid is just absolutely incredible and talented and gifted and strengthened in that area. Oftentimes they'll fumble, they might fall over. And what happens if you give encouragement, if you share some tweaks with them, if they give themselves the opportunity to try and practice, they all of a sudden can become bike riders. So they go from, I'm not confident, I'm not capable, to I can do this. Mom, look at this trick that I just learned on my bike. And what was the framework, the system within that? They had someone encouraging them, breathing belief into them. They celebrated the victories along the way of, oh my gosh, I got on my bike. Oh my goodness, I pedaled a couple of times. Did you see that balance until they get to that point where they're fully riding their bike and they give themselves that action, that opportunity to try? And so if that works for a kid learning new skills, that tells me that that's already within us. That's part of who we are. But somewhere along the way, we lose sight of that. And I think self-doubt, low self-esteem, our inner critic, experiences that we've had with other people or perceived failure starts to put up these bricks, this wall that separates us from taking action and stepping into that confidence because we believe that we're not capable when that's really not the case. I actually think back to in my early 20s. So I was someone that had really bad social anxiety and I would go to situations or I would go to events or parties and I would sweat profusely. And I started to tell myself, I'm an introvert. I'm shy. I'm not capable of carrying on a conversation. I should not be around other people. This doesn't feel safe. This doesn't feel good. I didn't feel confident. What would I talk to other people about? How would they perceive me? What would they think about me? And all of a sudden, all this doubt crept in. And what that stopped me from doing was going to things. I would get invited and then I would cancel something last minute, or I'd come up with an excuse, or I would just say flat out from the beginning, I'm not going to go because I was so fearful of showing up. And now Kristen, 10 years later, I'm doing a podcast. I'm speaking in front of people. I'm showing up to events without even a hint of like fear or anxiety or worry, but with excitement to see people and have conversations and doing those things. And it wasn't because I was born confidently socially to engage. It's because I use this framework where I allowed myself to build confidence, reinforce to myself over time what I'm capable of. And with that action, I've gotten to a place where I can show up and take up space in the world. And I say this, and you might be sitting there and going, oh, you know what? I'm in my comfort zone. I'm really okay. I don't need to be confident in other areas. But Becca, I want you in a moment to just share a reflection of 4 years ago, Becca, to now, and what's happened because of it. Because I think about 10 years ago, Kristen, she was using alcohol to cope. She would take a shot or drink before going to places to like lighten the mood, ease up those feelings of angst. And now I can go, I'm over a year sober. I can go and show up to things without using those crutches. And it feels good. I feel excited for life. I feel this genuine happiness and this joy and this desire to show up and take up space and do things that bring me so much joy and passion in motherhood and outside of motherhood as well. So Becca, 4 years ago, you were saying, I'm okay not taking up space. I'm content with where my life is. I'm in my comfort zone, my bubble. Everything is good. And now you've shifted. And what has that been like for you?
Yeah, I'm thinking back to that bubble and it did feel really good. And I think that failure at that point was like insurmountable. It kept me from dreaming. It kept me from wanting more. It kept me settling in a life that was good. I mean, I was fine. And now, 4 years later, I am in a space where it's exciting to want more. It's exciting to be able to love where I'm at, but also know that I can do hard things, that I can handle what's thrown at me when life has a curveball, that I am someone who has something to share. And it like gives me chills because I feel like I, for so long, was just hidden, you know? And it felt fine because you don't really run into that much when you're hidden, you know? But to be able to have that confidence. And it doesn't mean you're perfect. It doesn't mean I do everything right. It doesn't mean that I feel great every single day. It doesn't mean that things come easily. It just, to me, what it feels like, the difference, the main shift is the ability to know that I can take things on and I'm not going to sink. And that failure doesn't feel scary to me in the same way. It feels like part of the process. And like you were saying with your kids riding the bike, like to instill in them that it is part of the process and that in order to get where you want to go, there's going to be the ups and downs and the process of learning. And then to model it myself is so powerful. And so I'm just honestly forever grateful for you for putting this in my life, because like I said, prior to that, I didn't surround myself with people who lived life in this way. And that one phrase of give yourself the opportunity to try is something that really sticks with me all the time and that I try to pass down to my children too.
Yeah. Oh, I'm so grateful in hearing that because this truly is a passion of mine. And I love how you looped back in with the kids, is that what we're modeling is what they learn about themselves and how they show up and take up space in this world. And so if we can recognize that we all have the opportunity to build our confidence, we look at our kids and what they're growing and learning in, and we redefine failure. Like if we were to look at our kids falling off the bike, we wouldn't point our finger and be like, oh my gosh, you just failed. Give up. Don't even try this again. Like
that's embarrassing.
Right? We wouldn't think
Never.
That. We would tell them, that's okay. You're learning. This is new. So why don't we give ourselves the same grace in our life now? It's okay. We're learning. And here's the thing is that you might feel like an imposter showing up and doing something new. I can't tell you how many times I felt like an imposter. I actually saw a statistic that said 70% of people experience imposter syndrome at some point. And I've always perceived imposter syndrome as something bad, something to avoid. Like, oh, I don't want to feel like an imposter. That's terrible. But instead, redefining it as the opportunity to grow and learn. So I'm an imposter. Oh my gosh, this is awesome. I'm stepping into something I've never done before. I get to now learn and grow and expand my mindset and see what I'm truly capable of. That type of mindset shift is so incredibly powerful. So as you're listening to this, my hope is that you're able to take this framework and you're able to apply it to your life. Doesn't mean that you have to go create a podcast. It doesn't mean that you have to go, you know, be live on Instagram. But being able to recognize what is a lack of confidence doing in your life? How is that impacting you? Oftentimes, people that lack confidence have relationships that are not as thriving as they could be. They might not make as much money in the workplace. They might not believe that they can go for a promotion or shift jobs in order to have more peace or happiness in their life. And so being able to step into a more confident version of ourselves can have such an impact in our relationships, in the workplace, and just how we take up space in this world. So let me just reinforce this framework that we've talked about. So when it comes to building confidence, what we encourage you to do is say yes to new opportunities, even when they feel uncomfortable. Give yourself the opportunity to try. And then we encourage you to reframe failure as feedback. So every misstep is a lesson. It's not a setback. Instead of saying, why is this happening to me? Or I can't do this, reframe it and say, what is this teaching me? How am I learning and growing through this process? And then celebrate the small wins. We want to reinforce in your mind that what you're doing is a good thing. So celebrate big or small wins along the way. And then surround yourself with encouragement. Just like we show up and encourage our kids, we need to have that encouragement around us. So maybe that's your parents. Maybe those are close friends, but people that can breathe that belief into you, that when you all of a sudden have all these automatic negative thoughts, the self-doubt, the inner critic that's saying, you're not capable, you can't do this, who do you think you are showing up to even try this? You have a friend that comes alongside and tells you, dang, you're doing an amazing job. Do you know how capable you are? You are so qualified for this. I can't wait to see how you can learn and grow, because that's going to make a huge difference of you showing up, taking up space, and becoming the confident person that you deserve to be.
If you enjoyed today's episode, be sure to subscribe and share it with fellow moms who might need a reminder that they too are allowed to feel confident in motherhood. Follow us on Instagram at More Than Meets the Mom for more inspiration. See you next time.
I love you, Mom.
I love you, Mom.
I love you, Mom.
I love you, Mommy.